hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 27th day of September 2007. It is a Thursday, live from the studios here in lovely little Round Rock, Texas. I want to play a clip. My guest today is Danny Schlechter, In Debt We Trust. I'll tell you a little bit more about this gentleman. If you missed the last interview I had with him, gosh, that was a couple of years ago. At any rate, we'll be bringing him up along with my co-host, James Martinez, on cash flow. Folks, they're starting to catch on. I want to play this trailer clip from In Debt We Trust.
We're all living beyond our means. We're all living on credit. We're all living with debt, and it's growing every single day. The national savings rate is now zero. Americans spend more than we earn.
So, this is Shirley, and I'm calling from Card Service. We're in the office today to 10 p.m. Central Time, and it's urgent you return the call today.
Stop sending me credit card letters, man. I don't want any more credit cards. I already have bad credit.
This message is from Joel Buckner. I'm calling from FDA in regards to your vote option program.
It's not about race anymore. It's more of a class separation in this country. And the very, very wealthy continue to thrive and survive. The rest of us are just trying to scratch and make.
What's driving a lot of the debt among these households is not a lack of budgeting or a lack of financial savvy. It's an economy that is increasingly stacked against them.
They're making 54% net profit. That is evil. And they're making it off the poorest members of our society. That is evil.
The U.S. government is in the red, big time. It's scary. The run-up in debt has economists, Wall Street analysts, academics, and Congress nearly at a state of nervous breakdown.
What you have here is an atrocity, a calamity, a collapse.
It's about people being taken advantage of. It's about losing the American dream.
This is not just a story about credit card mania, but what lurks behind it. A powerful debt and credit industrial complex, deliberately fueled by excessive debt.
I get the feeling a lot of times that we're David and the credit card companies are Goliath. They have the mass media campaigns behind them, the lobbyists in Washington, D.C., and all we have is the truth.
And the truth will set you free, folks. Why do you think the moniker for this network is because you can handle the truth? We'll be bringing up Danny Schlechter here, written, directed, and produced In Debt We Trust. And also my co-host from 1 to 2 p.m. on this network Monday through Friday, James Martinez. And we'll do all of that after a little bit of this for the advertisers, of which we hope you're supporting out there, folks. No pay, no play. So support our advertisers. It's a good idea. At any rate, we'll take the break. Be right back with our guests this afternoon, right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Emmy-winning journalist Danny Schlechter, ABC News, CNN, investigates America's mounting debt crisis in the latest hard-hitting expose, In Debt We Trust, America Before the Bubble Burst. The film reveals the unknown cabal of credit card companies, lobbyists, media conglomerates, and the Bush administration itself who have colluded to deregulate the lending industry, ensuring that a culture of credit dependency can flourish. Many Americans are maxing out on credit cards, living beyond their means, are unable to make the minimum monthly payments. Now, while these Americans struggle to manage their debt, there is so much a deeper story to this at work, folks. Power is shifting into fewer hands, and the frightening consequences thereof. Schlechter exposes the hidden financial and political complex that allows the lowest wage earners to indebt themselves so heavily that even house repossessions are commonplace. Just dubbed the 21st century serfdom by an expert featured in the film. And this was inspired by scholar Robert Manning's seminal book, Credit Card Nation. This film showcases Manning's insight about the impact on young people and our society. It also suggests the kinds of practical efforts needed to empower the public with information to avoid the traps of debt and dependency. Manning is one of the America's leading experts to these issues and also one of the film's key advisors. The whole world depends on economic stability of the United States, yet as a nation and consumer debt escalates, Our interconnected global economy is at risk. This is a timely film, delivers an urgent warning that cannot be ignored. And write this down if you're in your car right now. Just remember it, indebtwetrust.org. And with that, I have Danny Schlechter online. Good afternoon, Mr. Schlechter.
Okay, it's actually Schechter, but that's okay because it rhymes with News Dissector,
well,
which is the moniker I've had on radio and in print for many years. So Danny Schechter, News Dissector. But the point is that this is a problem which your program has treated in the past many times, and the issues of financial security of the American people. It's not an issue that, even though there's a lot of news now about the disaster that has happened as a result of the manipulation of these subprime loans, it's still not an issue that's getting the attention it deserves because, you know, the economic pain is unbelievable. I mean, we have a situation here where people who started out to use, manipulate, take advantage of poor people, and now it's sort of in the rule of karma, what goes around comes around. They themselves are in trouble. You have over 150,000 people in the finance industry, in the mortgage industry, that have lost their jobs in the last few weeks. Trillions, maybe one, maybe more, of trillions of dollars have been lost. 2 million Americans are facing foreclosure. There have been increasing revelations that credit cards on campus, that colleges have colluded with credit card companies in exchange for giving them marketing access and access to their lists of alumni and students. They've been taking money from the credit card companies, and the financial aid officers have been getting paybacks and presents and the like. So, you know, you have a cesspool of corruption around this, as well as a tremendous amount of economic suffering as kids go to school and come out $30,000, $40,000,
$50,000 in debt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the college tuitions, of course, are going up as well. I have also with me riding shotgun on this program. He is the co-host, along with yours truly, on the newly created program on the network, Cash Flow, that airs Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting Network, and that's 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. And just for you listeners out there, if you've not heard the program, check it out. We just put it on the archives. That was activated yesterday morning. And good afternoon, Mr. Martinez. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Danny. I just want to say congratulations. Great, great, great piece of work. The first thing that impressed me the most was that you were honorable enough to even say that this is your problem as well.
That was great.
Way to go.
This film tries to avoid what I consider to be the partisan trap. You know, mm-hmm. Blame everything on the Republicans, blame everything on the Democrats, back and forth like a ping pong game, and not look at the institutions that are profiting and benefiting from all of this. And,
right.
You know, so we've taken a nonpartisan approach with conservatives, Dave Ramsey, others in the film, but we also, you know, have people who worked for the credit card companies who can testify on the basis of their personal experience, and people
right.
who worked for, you know, banks talking about these things, not just people who are experts or college professors, but also people who are actually directly involved.
It's interesting. You mentioned Dave Ramsey. He does his show, I think, out of Nashville, isn't it, James?
Yeah.
I'm not sure where it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen his website.
Yeah, it is Nashville, yeah.
And ironically enough, Danny, we're putting a program together called Cash Flow, and we're going to go above and beyond where Mr. Ramsey leaves
I'm
off.
I'm not like a Dave Ramsey acolyte. You know what
I
understand. He's a great entertainer, and he's also a great merchandiser, because what he's done is, you know, created a lot of products that he sells as the solution and the answer for how to build wealth. And, you know, I'm not endorsing that. What I am saying is, you know, he has a very good way of expressing his frustration with the credit cards. And, you know, and so in that respect, I wanted a film that would appeal across the spectrum, you know, and that's why I made a real effort for diversity. I have, you know, Latinos in it, I have blacks in it, I have whites in it, I have left, I have right, you know,
and
I have church people.
Yeah.
You know, because this affects everybody in America. This is a common ground issue. And people are getting poorer. Inflation, higher gas costs, higher rent and everything else. And meanwhile, wages are not moving up in a commensurate way. And at the same time, the super rich are becoming richer and richer. I mean, the average wage, listen to this, on Wall Street in New York City, the average $8,280 a week, okay? And this is not for the big hedge fund owners. This is the average wage of people working in the industry. At the same time, you know, Goldman Sachs gave out $16 billion in bonuses last year. I mean, it's obscene. In the meanwhile, people are struggling like crazy, working two, three jobs and families to make ends meet.
And barely making it, right?
And barely.
You know, and it's getting worse, not better. They don't see much, you know, light at the end of the tunnel because, you know, with credit cards particularly, the credit card companies, people don't realize it, make most of their money off of late fees and other charges.
And so penalties
they don't want you to pay on time. In fact, if you do pay your bill regularly, they call you a deadbeat. They want what they call a revolver, somebody who's, you know, constantly, you know, paying interest at 29% or whatever. You know, it's shocking, basically, and it's leading many Americans into a situation where they don't feel they have any options. Some losing their homes, others barely, you know, managing to hang on. Students who can't take advantage of a lot of opportunities because they have to immediately go to work when they get out of school to start paying back at whatever job.
Well, Danny, let me ask you this: when you were talking to these people, when you were interacting with them, what did they say their game plan was?
Well,
what are they going to do?
A lot of people, first of all, don't want to talk about this at all.
Right.
They don't want to talk about money because they feel stupid. They feel like they blame themselves for this.
Yeah, low self-esteem.
So that's the first thing. You got to break the stigma and say, look, folks, you're not alone. This is a very common problem. It's facing a lot of people. It's institutional. It's not individual. Once people recognize that, then what happens is, you know, they start pouring out their problems. I mean, we went up to Robert Manning's campus, the Rochester Institute of Technology, for a session on credit cards on campus. To my amazement, 1,200 students came out, okay?
Wow.
They could barely get that number of students to a football game, okay?
Really?
1,200 students came out, and these students started, after one broke the ice and another, they started, I'm 40,000 in debt, I'm 50,000 in debt, I'm 100,000.
So the average is 40 or 50,000, right?
Yeah. In other words, suddenly they felt like they could talk about this, and they were willing to talk about it because a lot of them feel desperately alone in dealing with these problems. Because, you know, if you're a consumer, a one person, you're up against powerful companies that are calling you day and night, you know, demanding that you pay your bills, or adding, tacking on other charges and all that. Where do you turn? Do you go to a lawyer? A lawyer wants $300-$400 a month, and most time the law, an hour, and most of the time the laws are stacked against you. You don't have, you know, any rights as a consumer in many places.
Checkmate.
In some places you do.
Yeah. It's fascinating. Guys, I just went to a local burger bar here to grab a burger between shows. And I'm standing there, and I'm watching some guy watch some construction going on. And I looked at him. I said, is that your company out there? And he goes, no. He said, I'm standing in mine. He owns 15 Burger Kings. And I got to talking with this guy. And the more I talked with him, the more I realized that this guy, with his partners, I mean, the guy's worth millions. But he didn't have a clue about the money system. He didn't have a clue about anything. I asked him a question. I said, what's the national debt now? And he goes, oh, gosh, isn't it in the trillions? And I said, well, yeah, they're saying officially it's about $9 trillion now. George Bush just upped it. Rather than robbing the Social Security trust funds out there, he just said, well, the debt ceiling limit is now almost $9 trillion. I said, but you know what? That's not the true number. The true number, the past, present, and future obligations of the United States government is nearing $100 trillion. The look on his face, I thought the guy was going to pass out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Does anybody understand how big that number is?
No, everybody is in denial. You know, when my film, In Debt We Trust, came out, there was a review. I think it was CNN Money. They did a review. And you know what movie they compared it to? Listen to this. Carrie. Okay? The horror movie. You know, they said, like, this
right.
is scarier.
Hey, guys, hang on.
That was just at a prom dance.
Hey, hang on a second here. We got to take the break. Yeah, the quote from CNNMoney.com takes a hard look at debt casualties. I think that's an understatement. Carrie, I don't know about that. Frankenstein, more like it. Off the body parts of the dead out here. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. The man stands against the wall with his shopping cart. That's where we're all going to be, folks, out in the street, homeless, if this fiasco continues. Another word here, Danny, Schechter. I caught myself. I was going to say Schlechter. that for some reason I got that stuck in my head, and I've got to drill it out. As I talk to people in the business world, as I talk to the common person on the street, I don't care if it's a local Stop and Rob, they're getting a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread or filling up their tank, or they're standing there, you know, perusing over their own businesses. Nobody understands the money situation. They have no idea. So Danny, I'm in agreement with you on this, and it doesn't matter, as you said, you included everybody in this thing, and the clip that I played, the trailer, look, you know, this crosses all the lines. It doesn't matter what party affiliation you have. It doesn't matter your station in life. It doesn't matter if you're the morning garbage guy that picks up the garbage, or it doesn't matter if you're a CEO of your own company. It affects everybody. And
yeah, I mean, I think This is the amazing thing. You know, the people who were the so-called masters of the universe working for these big investment banks, they were like beyond, they looked down and they thought subprime, not just the loans were subprime, but that the people were subprime.
Thank you for bringing that up.
And now they're finding out, you know, what it's like to apply for unemployment, okay? Because now they're out in the streets. And you know, and here they were living, you know, large, if you will.
Yeah, they were living large. Well, all this has to come to an end. And I've been telling people, I've diversified for this network to feed the beast because we don't have those commercial interests that are coming in and pouring money into this network. Why? Because it's not in their interest for some guy or people on a network, radio, whatever, to get up and tell them the straight poop. I'm watching Bloomberg this morning. I'm watching MSNBC and CNBC and whatever else. They're actually on there questioning a half a dozen people at the same time. And keep in mind that these are cheerleaders for the Wall Street boys. And they're saying, the question was, is there a recession? Oh, no, there's no recession. Excuse me? We've been in that since February of last year. The inflation rate, don't listen to the Fed, the inflation rate isn't 2 to 3%, it's 11 to 12%.
How do you calculate that?
I need to get your email during the next break. I will send you the, it's usually a paid subscription. After you read this guy's newsletter, you're going to want to pick it up for yourself. But
yeah.
I've got a guy on every Tuesday on the National Intel Report. His name is Robert Chapman. Now, this guy had the, let me put it to you this way. He worked for the military. He won't even tell me what branch, but he had a crypto clearance and then went to Wall Street from there. He's been around the world. He's only one of two people that are actually quoting now the M3, the money supply that Ben Bernanke pulled about 8-9 months ago because they don't want everybody to know how much printing press money is going into the system. And what Ben Bernanke did last week, lowering the prime rate 50 basis points, he's going to do it again. This is going to drive the dollar through the floor. And it's only going to get worse. It's
outrageous.
We're going to go into hyperinflation. And remember those stories Hitler days over there, the Weimar Republic? That's exactly where we are going. And nobody's speaking the truth. I picked up the paper today, the Austin, I call it the Un-American Statesman down here in Austin, Texas. And it says, military asks for more. Big splash on the front page. Well, a $42 billion request would push war spending past $800 billion. Look, folks, I got news for you. For all the IRS, they took in $1.2 trillion last year. For all the taxes the government lays on gas and this, that, and the other, they're still out in the marketplace having to sell $2 billion in debt to some fool on this planet that'll take United States debt. And by the way, they're stopping doing that. So we're going to add almost $1 trillion next year to the deficit, but they've got no way to pay for it, and nobody's dumb enough to pick up the debt anymore. You know, this is driving at 100 miles an hour toward that brick wall, Danny, and there are going to be casualties, a lot of them.
What do you think about that, Danny?
I got phones ringing every way here, and I can't do anything about it because I'm trapped in my seat here.
That's okay.
I think that the job you're doing in raising these questions, the job you're doing in educating people about this is so important, you know. And it's a really, in a way, it's a commentary on our media that we're not getting the truth about all of this. That the media, back in 2006, I think in the winter, I wrote an article for the Nieman Foundation at Harvard University, the journalism magazine at Harvard, talking about credit and loan issues and how poorly they were being covered in our media, warning that this problem could explode, explaining that I was making this movie about the issues, that I was finding, you know, a kind of false confidence throughout the media. Everything was great and rosy and everything else. And, I called for better coverage. Well, guess what? Nothing happened, of course. But you know, now we've seen these stories moving from the business pages to the news pages, from the back of the paper to the front of the paper, because you can't ignore it anymore. You can't bury your head in the sand. You can't go be in denial.
That's right. Okay, we'll take the break here. We've got a long segment coming up. We will take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Danny Schlechter, Schechter is online with us. We'll be right back along with James Martinez.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Danny, during the break, I had my engineer here get your private email, and I'm going to send you over the International Forecaster. By the way, little people out there read this thing. Let me see. President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela.
Really?
Yeah. Castro in Cuba.
You know, I met a guy from a big investment house who told me that Hugo Chavez hired somebody from Goldman Sachs from the emerging markets division to advise him, and that the Wall Street people think that the Venezuelans are the most sophisticated in dealing with Wall Street, I guess because they have an insider advising them who's been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
I also write a newsletter, Credit on Credit and Debt, for the StopTheSqueeze.org website, StopTheSqueeze.org. And it's part of a campaign to try to create a debt relief movement in America. You know, we've seen one in Africa where people have basically fought for and won some measure of debt relief in many countries. We need that here in this country. We need to stop these foreclosures before we, you know, there should be an investigation to find out who profited from this, who's behind all this, and how they did this, and so that
Absolutely.
Americans don't lose their homes.
Danny, let me ask you. When you got this and you talked to the, you were filming the Congresswoman,
yeah.
And I saw her, the footage and all of that, and she's out there, right there in the powers that be in the central headquarters of, you know, America there, and she's shouting off about this credit card issue, and nothing's being done about it. What do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's an indictment of, you know, there's a failure here. There's a failure of our financial system, obviously. There's a failure of our media system. There's a failure of our political system. You know, $151 million was spent on lobbying on the bankruptcy bill. And this is the way in which this so-called reform was passed, with a consequence, you know, of a new bill making it almost impossible for most people to get bankruptcy. They have to jump through so many hoops and a means test and everything else. But when, you know, WorldCom goes into bankruptcy, they don't have to have a means test. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So she's crusading against this. But, the problem is that so many politicians have been bought. The biggest donors to politics today in America are, number one, financial institutions, number two, real estate industry. So, you know, it's hard for politicians, if they want to get reelected, to do anything to challenge these people. So
these are our leaders that we put in office that are supposed
to be
doing that.
You're absolutely right. I mean, this is the problem. This is what my film tries to look into, the politics of credit, how this can happen and why it's happening, and also why we need to fight back against it. I mean, it's one thing to arm yourself with financial information, to be savvy, to be smart, you know, and how you invest and what you do. I mean, all of that is necessary and important. But on a larger level, we have to, as an American citizens, you know, demand honesty and accountability here to stop this, you know, this turning American people into serfs, large banks and insurance companies and financial institutions.
And Danny, the fix has been in for a number of years. You know, I refer to Washington, D.C. as the District of Criminals.
Mm-hmm.
They've even changed the amendments around the 13th Amendment. The original one forbade anybody that was running for a public office to have a law degree. In other words, they were keeping lawyers out of the wells of Congress. So, you know, and it used to be that the states would send their delegates or their two senators from every state, and they treated Washington, D.C. like it was a foreign enemy territory. And when their representative, when their statesman that they sent over to Washington, D.C. to do the business for the state, when they weren't doing the job, they were recalled. And that doesn't mean they called them back and spanked them. That means they were fired. But now it's popularly elected. And I'll tell you what, it's easier to buy 100 people than it was these individual peoples that were representing the state.
Well, I don't know if you even buy them anymore. I think you rent them. You know what I mean? I think you lease them.
You do payments on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that you know, and this is what is really so shocking, because we have a political system driven by money and donations and big donors, and as a consequence, this is a shocking problem. I mean, it's campaign finance reform is part of the problem, banking reform, reform of the Wall Street, the financial systems, you know.
Well, and Danny, you're familiar with Aaron Russo. God rest
his
soul.
Yeah, I saw his film. I was shocked. I didn't even know that there was no law, you know, mandating income tax in America. I mean, that's unbelievable.
And he delves into the banking. I mean, back in
the Fed, you know, and how the Fed was actually created back in 1913 by four, you know, three senators or whatever, when everybody else was on vacation, you know, that it's not really a government agency, but a privately run, you know, body responsive to the banks. I mean, you know, people have no idea about all this.
And it's amazing because, I mean, you used to work for ABC, you worked for CNN. You know, there is information that they will talk about, and there's information that they'll put out there. And then there's information they don't dare touch. You know, it's the no talk zone. You know, I mean, Bill O'Reilly's got the no spin zone. Well, this is the no talk zone.
Well, you know, I wrote a book called The More You Watch, The Less You Know, about my experiences working at CNN and ABC, and now I edit MediaChannel.org. Media Channel is a network of media research groups from all around the world, and I monitor and write about media coverage. I write a blog every day about this as the news dissector. I mean, I think the media issue is central, and, you know, partly it was because I didn't think this issue was being covered well that is why I made my film.
And wow. Now what's happening, and thanks to Aaron Russo, I mean, Aaron put a lot on the line there. I mean, the guy did some films.
Yeah, he died.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah,
And I've dedicated, Danny, James and I are doing with this new program that's going to be syndicated nationwide. I'm dedicating my efforts in this to Aaron Russo because he stepped out, just as you did. He stepped out beyond that line to say and to wave the flag going, hey, I got something here that you people need to see. And the problem has been, and I liken this back to my electronic engineering. I was actually going to school back in the 80s for computers, and that didn't work out too well. But at any rate, commercially available computers back in the 80s, does everybody remember Tandy Corporation Radio Shack, where they actually had the first viable for consumer market computers? And people were having a problem, and we only had two languages then, Fortran and BASIC. And BASIC was as basic as you could get, but people didn't understand programming. They'd put this stuff in a computer, it'd spit something out that was garbage. Hence the name, garbage in, garbage out, the saying. And this is what I say about the American people. They're not stupid. They're not sheeple that need to be guided by our vaunted leaders in Washington, D.C., given the proper information, we can make our own decision and demand the changes that we need. But the news media, I hold to the supposed watchman on the wall, I hold them to a higher degree. Could you imagine Rush Limbaugh coming out tomorrow with Danny Schechter on air talking about the funny money and the credit card system out there?
He actually has. I did get a call about that. Hang on, let me just let you know. He didn't talk about Danny's stuff.
I know Michael Moore is going to be on Oprah tomorrow. I don't know why I can't be on. I've been trying to get on the air. You know, one of the problems here is that the credit card companies and mortgage companies spend about $5 billion a year in advertising. Go to Yahoo, go to any of these sites. All you see is these dancing guys with mortgage ads and all the rest of it. They are financing a good part of the media, you know, because the media is, because there's so many media outlets, the advertising has been harder to get, and these companies are really important to the bottom line of the media companies. Hence, you know, there's not a lot of exposés. The program that I used to work for, ABC's 2020, John Stossel did a special on credit cards and debt. Basically, he blamed the debtors. It's their fault.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people's fault. Blame the people.
We should be paying for all their mistakes. We should have to pay for everything.
You know, exactly.
That's
so
right.
This is,
right.
You know, and this is what's happening, of course. And then they would go to commercial break, and guess who was advertising?
That's right.
You know? It
Citibank,
was, you know,
right.
MasterCard, you know, it was, you know, I mean, the credit card, it's just shameless. And it's a terrible conflict of interest. It's corrupting our media. And that's why we need to fight back on all these fronts. That's why we've done, you know, In Debt We Trust. And people can get the film, by the way, from indebtwetrust.org. And they can find out more about the issue from stopthesqueeze.org. And they can read my blog on mediachannel.org. I mean, you know, I'm trying as best I can as a journalist to get at these issues. I'm really delighted to be on the air with you guys. You know,
I'm sure you wouldn't get on Oprah since Citibank is generally the, you know, her one of her big sponsors. Citibank,
You know, this is one of the problems is that why we're not getting the information. You know, there are special interests that are controlling our media. You know, and so. But nevertheless, people are not stupid, and that's why a lot of people are seeking out other information online, trying to find other sources like this show, like, you know, Stop the Squeeze or In Debt We Trust. And, you know, I would really like your listeners to think about this. They are more powerful than they realize. They're not powerful if they're just individual, passive recipients of information. But if they become active promoters of information, they can help make a big difference. And for example, there are a lot of people taking my film, In Debt We Trust. They're organizing house parties. You know, everybody has DVD players. A lot of people have big screen TVs. House parties in their basement, discussing the issues together. Ditto, you know, for, you know, doing it. And, you know, I've been to screenings. Yesterday I was at Brooklyn Law School. I've been at, you know, small venues in various communities showing the film, talking with people about it. We can do this sort of grassroots, net roots outreach effort. And so we don't have to depend on information from the mainstream. We can create our own information sources.
Well,
and DVDs allow you to do that.
And Danny, I mean, you're well aware, we were classified as alternative network, but we're the alternative to the controlled networks out there. And
right.
They have their vested interests and their
Let's just say you're an independent network.
There you go.
And that's supposedly what media is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a watchdog on people in power. And unfortunately, it's become a lapdog, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not playing the role. You know, the media, the First Amendment, gives protection to the media. It's the only industry that has a constitutional amendment, you know, kind of giving it the right to do whatever it wants, as they interpret it, of course, you know. But the reason they created the amendment in part is because the founders realized that you needed a strong media, a fourth estate, to keep their, you know, eye on the Congress and on the presidency and on the courts. You needed to have independent voices out there. And what's happened is, you know, we've gone into what I would call prestitution. You know, we have a situation where the press is not playing that independent role in large part. There are people who do. There are good journalists. I'm not a media basher because I'm a media maker, but you know, I'm a very sensitive to this issue because I see my own profession. I hear from a lot of journalists. Look at Dan Rather. Whether he was right or wrong, but, you know, feeling like he has to file suit against his old network and treated in a very poor way.
Well, and of course, Danny, what you're saying, he filed a $70 million lawsuit against CBS on information he acted on that he thought was correct. And, you know, I mean, they're taking him to task and ripping him apart in the media. Okay, and you know,
it's shameless. You know, it's terrible. Ted Koppel, to his, you know, to his credit, you know, said that the way Dan Rather was treated was horrible. But it wasn't just Dan Rather. Walter Cronkite, he was forced to retire at age 65. Okay, Dan Rather is 71. He was pushed out at age 71. Okay, I mean, Walter Cronkite was very bitter about this. But what CBS did smartly was hired him, gave him an office, gave him a, you know, status and all the rest of it. And Walter basically, agreed to continue to work there. But, you know, personally and privately, he felt he was really mistreated. He said that many times.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't hold your regard because you've been in that media. I don't hold him in the same regard because it doesn't matter. As you said, when you work for 2020, I mean, somebody does a story and it's got a particular slant behind it.
Right.
And that's not white paper journalism. And we're heading into a situation now, Danny, nobody is going to be saved by this propaganda that's being pumped out. And the American people, the only reason that I'm doing this network, and this is my second one, Danny, the only reason I'm doing it, and trust me, there's an old saying, if you want to get rich, don't be in radio. Well, if you want to go if you want to go broke, do the alternative, because we don't have that corporate sponsorship, because we'll smack them right upside the head with the information that we have. And this partisanship, this old gland handing and backroom deals and backslapping, all that's got to stop, because the American people are not getting the information that they need to make sound decisions in their own life. I don't know
to the slaughterhouse.
Danny, I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, we only dance on this little dirt ball in this universe without end for only a few years. And there's
I absolutely know that. I spent 10 years in radio myself. It was my first love in Boston. And then, you know, a big company came and took it over. Another big company suddenly, all of our local people were gone, and it was Howard Stern time all over the airwaves. And there was less local news. There was less local everything.
Yeah.
Okay. And the station was no longer really serving the community.
It wasn't. And Howard Stern, here's a man over 40 that's still playing with his ding-a-ling. Excuse my French out there, folks. But here's somebody that's got airwaves, and the garbage that's pumped out there is absolutely astounding.
Yeah, well, it's like a weapon of mass distraction, you know?
That is exactly what it is.
And unfortunately, we deserve better, and we should demand better. I mean, so...
Well, as I was saying, Danny, I'm the captain of my own ship. I'm entitled to my own life for the few years that I get the pleasure of spending on this planet. And I owe no anything to anybody for the sanctity and freedom and liberty of my own life. You know, that's not a gift from them.
Well, listen, I mean, I think it's very gutsy to put your money and your time and energy where your mouth is to make this effort. I've done the same thing with a company, Global Vision. I left the networks, became a network refugee, you know, created an independent media company. Global Vision has done a lot of programming, including In Debt We Trust and other films, you know, trying to raise, you know, important issues and serve the truth. And it's not always the most remunerated work in the world, you know, but there are people who are really appreciative and grateful, and they want a real information. They want to know the truth. I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for you doing this, because it's not an easy thing to do. And it's not, you know, on the other hand, I think if we do it and we push together, we cross-promote each other, we work together in different ways, we can make all of our voices raise. You know, the boat, as the water rises, the boat rises.
That's right.
You know?
What was that? What was that movie? Lower the Bridge or Raise the River? Whatever that was. All right, we've got a break here. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in the discourse here, ladies and gentlemen, you're more than welcome to do that. Danny Schechter. The movie itself, folks, In Debt We Trust, along with my co-host, James Martinez. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We are back. By the way, Danny, I just emailed the International Forecaster over to you. It should be in your box by now. Take a look at that. Print it out.
You can see it, yeah.
Yeah. That's where we get a lot of our financial information. By the way, this guy's track record, 98%.
Great. And check out what I'm doing at StopTheSqueeze.org.
Oh, I definitely will.
The weekly newsletter, because it's free, but it's also interesting, I think, because I'm tracking what the media outlets are reporting, not just in this country, but overseas as well, on these issues. And
I already have it bookmarked.
It's pretty amazing, you know.
All right. Let me take a call here. He's got only a few minutes here. Kevin in Texas about some credit card stuff. Hello, Kevin.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Yeah, I had an interesting experience with a credit card. I calculate my interest every month when it's on there, and I noticed that one was about $6 or $7 higher than it should have been. So I called them and asked them. They charged me 37 days worth of interest in a 30-day period. And they said that was okay.
Oh, they said it was okay.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Oh, I mean, this lady on the phone, I mean, I was on the phone for a couple of hours. She was trying to explain it to me, but I knew it's either a scam or a bookkeeping error, one or the other. They tried to explain that it was for new purchase, and I didn't have any new purchases on there. And so I called them back
that
night.
Did they damage your credit report for this?
Oh, no. I keep my credit cards in good order, and I monitor them very carefully. I have a simple formula. If you take the average daily balance, multiply times your interest rate, and divide by 12, you'll be within about a buck or so of the interest you should be charged. Very simple formula. And so when I did that, it was $6 or $7 off. And they, like I said, they tried to charge me 37 days worth of interest in a 30-day period. So when I called them back that night and I told them I was going to have to carry this farther, you know, of course it's the principal thing, the $6 is not a significant amount, then they immediately just dropped all of the interest for the month.
Amazingly.
I thought that was a very strange occurrence. This is in line with what you guys are saying, because they find little ways to make you pay more.
What credit card company?
Capital One.
Okay, Capital One. Now, how many credit...
One good thing that Dave Ramsey does in my films, he takes a Capital One card, he cuts it in half, and he says, Capital One, let's make it into two.
Yeah. Now imagine, Danny, imagine how many Capital One cardholders are out there that didn't catch this or won't take the time to go after these guys. Just look how many millions of dollars they just made over a supposed bookkeeping error or whatever it is.
They do that all the time.
That's exactly
they don't suspect that somebody like you, a consumer, will have the guts, the forthright, and the persistence to pursue that until it's corrected.
That's right.
That's what they're counting on.
Well, hey, kudos to you, Kev. I appreciate
you
doing that. All right, hey, thanks.
Everybody needs to fight, whether it's for 2 cents or $100. Doesn't make any difference.
It's the principle.
You're absolutely right. And a lot of people don't know they can call and they can challenge their bills. And often they can get, rather than have a hassle or fear of a lawsuit, They are likely to make an adjustment.
Well, they dropped the whole month. The interest on the card was $46. We had just put some home improvements on the card, and it should have been around, you know, 39 or so. And that's when, I noticed. If it had been 50 cents more, I may not have noticed, because my simple formula doesn't take it to the penny. Their formula is so complicated. I believe you have to be a NASA scientist pretty much to figure it out.
What they call you is... In the hedge fund speak, it's called being a quant, being into quantitative analysis.
Yeah. that explanation, I'd love to hear Alan Greenspan give me the explanation of how they do it. Unfortunately.
Well, if and when we meet, you know, I had an experience with Alan myself. I was going down to Wall Street on the day of the interest rate changes, see what was happening down there, and I had a call of nature, was going into the Borders bookstore to deal with it, and who was walking out but Alan Greenspan himself.
Oh.
So I grabbed him. My friend was outside. I walked out. I came out with Alan Greenspan. The guy freaked out that he was with me. And then, you know, I got him to sign a dollar bill for me.
Uh-oh.
But there was no chance to really challenge him, because I think he is.
Hey, let me break here. We got a break. We'll be right back. Second hour of the National Intel Report right after this. With